I'll call the special meeting to order. Keith, would you like to read the mission statement this evening?
Yes. Told you I was ready, but here we go. The Trainer Board of Education mission statement. The goal of the Trainer Board of Education is that every child succeeds. Therefore, the Trainer Board of Education promises to provide necessary policies, programs, procedures, and resources needed to provide a culture that respects the individual needs of every child. We promise to provide a safe, caring, creative, and engaging learning environment for every child. We promise to promote the social, emotional, physical, and intellectual development of every child. We promise to provide an ethical, respectful, competent, and compassionate staff that values students' rights and helps students become ethical, respectful, competent, and productive members of the community.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Christensen.
Here.
Ms. Olson.
Here.
Mr. Worthman.
Here.
Mr. Dreyer.
Here.
Mr. Stockdale.
Here.
Any amendments to the agenda?
Yes, one amendment. If the board would entertain adding agenda item to hire our new head softball coach.
I'll entertain a motion to approve that amendment to the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Then we'll move on to that item, the hiring of head softball coach.
I have a recommendation to hire Coach Aaron Hochstein as our next head softball coach for the summer of 2025. Aaron brings an extensive softball background, coaching over 20 years, most recently as an assistant at St. Albert's for the past 10 years, and prior to that was the head softball coach at Woodbine for 10 years.
Okay, any discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve Aaron Hochstein as the head softball coach for 2025.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carries. Now it's a proposal from the Trainer Community School District to the Trainer Education Association.
First, I just want to thank the members of the labor management team for all the time that they've put in, including members from the school board, members from the Trainer Education Association. I think that committee and that work helps immensely with the process. And a special thank you to the Trainer Education Association for their initial proposal on March 17th. There was clear evidence that a lot of thoughtful time and energy put into that proposal, and it was greatly appreciated when we met to provide our initial proposal. So with that, I'm going to hand out some initial proposals. Board members, you should have them in your packet, but if anybody wants a paper copy, I have one. I'll let you handle that. So a lot of what we're going to see in the proposal from the school district to the TEA is very similar to what the TEA presented itself. So the first item I draw your attention to in the packet is very similar to what TEA had already presented, and that is a $1,000 increase to each returning teacher for current base lane wages for BA, BA plus 12, BA plus 24, and MA, with a $1,491 increase for MA plus 15. As already previously mentioned, that was the same as the TEA's proposal. For Schedule B, the Trainer Board of Education is also proposing a $10 per lane increase for Schedule B and advance with advancement, which is also what the TEA proposed. A couple new items under Schedule B, and I included in the proposal packet Just for clarity, I included the increases for each of those lanes so you can see the comparison, and also for Schedule B. Under Schedule B, we are proposing an increase in the change in the high school student council from 255 to 765, starting in the 25-26 school year. A lot of duties that fall under that, homecoming being one, just to kind of mention. So looking at, that's probably due for an increase. And then proposing a new stipend position, which would fall under the miscellaneous category in the contract, and calling that a digital content sponsor. And the digital content sponsor would go along. Our hopes is providing a staff member or adult sponsor for a club that would create digital content for our new digital scoreboards to go along with getting some kids involved and thinking about that more as an after-school club versus a class, because our kids are involved in so many activities. To find a time in a class schedule would be difficult. Personal leave, accepting the language in red as proposed by the TEA and labor management team, and also note the reimbursement proposal by TEA for current subpay. So you'll see that language in there. So the language is the same, plus the change in the reimbursement. And then the last item, total wages with TSS. Every returning teacher's total salary will increase a minimum of 4% from their current total based on their 24-25 teaching contract. I think your proposal was at 4.5% calculations. Something to keep in mind with that, just a side note. Any remaining TSS is distributed on an equal basis so that at the end of the fiscal year, that's always distributed out. So it could actually put it closer to 4.1, 4.2. And then without knowing all the new hires, that could impact it also. So 4% seems to be a little safer to put down at this point. I do have one other document, just an informational document that I think is good for just clarity of communication. And it relates to some of the items that were in TEA's initial proposal also. This is not part of our proposal, but just communication purposes. And that information would include change in the handbook to align with the new TSS calculation, same as was presented in the TEA's presentation. And then just a reminder that we'll be entering into a year in which the district or employer contribution is capped at $700. None of that is contractual language, but just good information to know. So handbook is the TSS, the other is just informational. And that's it for our proposal.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Oh, I got to going on everything and I forgot my whole paragraph. I got to rolling here. I had a whole paragraph written, kind of some context. Now I'll just go back and read it. So I do appreciate the TEA proposing a two-year proposed contract. While the district's financial health is currently in a good spot, in the short term, long-term projections have some uncertainties when it comes to revenue generated by enrollment. One would only have to look at our average per class enrollment over time and see the highs and lows in class enrollments do not always equal out in terms of total enrollments. For example, for next school year, we're on pace to graduate 59 students, and right now we have 40 students registered or signed up, not registered, signed up for kindergarten, which is a drop of 19 students in enrollment, and that's $7,800 a student. That is a significant drop. It is because of these reasons and the desire to have a quick turnaround for the 25-26 contracts, we're proposing the one-year proposal. This should have came before I did the proposal, but that's why you're seeing a one-year proposal. That we would hope, based on your two-year proposal presented by the TEA, we can begin conversations early and perhaps even yet this spring on a 26-27 possible calendar, or at least tentative agreement. I do think it was just we had some more numbers and crunching and some things we wanted to get our heads wrapped around, and we didn't want to delay getting a proposal or contracts out. So we do appreciate the TEA's proposal. We think it's worth looking at, and at minimum, starting conversations as soon as this spring, or if not, in the fall already, to begin some of those conversations. Thank you.
I too want to thank the work the TEA did and Labor Management Committee. It's been a very good process, I feel like, so I appreciate that.
I would add, you know, we had a lot of conversation about the 2 years, so it was a great idea. I think that we were open to it. We just couldn't wrap our heads, like you said, wrap our heads around it in a timely fashion, but absolutely open to considering that in the future in those conversations.
Yeah. And just to reiterate, appreciated the proposal, the initial proposal by TEA, looking at, in particular at the first year of the proposal. Second year, we had a lot of really meaningful conversations, and we were close, but we just weren't comfortable yet. So I think that just will take us a little bit more time to get our head wrapped around that.
All right. Can I ask for a clarification?
Sure. Yeah.
9.5 under A, the numeric, I've changed to 2, but the wording still says 3.
Oh,
no more than 3 teachers instead of no more than 2 teachers.
Yeah, it should. That's an error. I'll get that corrected. Thanks for pointing that out, Keith.
Okay. Well, we look forward to your response, and with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 We are adjourned.